Asinine idea to protect Christian vendors from lawsuits. Legal affairs columnist at The Daily Beast, Jay Michelson, has offered the dumbest idea yet to solve the problem of homosexual couples trying to force Christians to provide goods and services for their faux weddings. Michelson, who writes on law, religion, and sexuality, is a graduate of Columbia University and Yale Law School, which provides clear evidence that intelligence and prestigious educations provide no bulwark against foolishness. But we already knew that. Michelson is also an affiliated assistant professor at Chicago Theological Seminary and a teacher of meditation in a Theravadin Buddhist lineage and openly homosexual with a special interest in queer theology. Focusing on the case of Jack Phillips, the Colorado baker whose case before the Supreme Court starts soon, Michelson proposed this, and I quote, "All Masterpiece Cake Shop has to do is to state that they only provide wedding cakes for weddings that take place at certain churches and, if they like, synagogues and mosques. Don't turn people away based on their identities or the type of wedding they're conducting. Turn them away based on the place where they are getting married. Since the bakery, or photographer, or florist, is limiting their services to certain physical venues rather than discriminating against individual customers, the practice is what lawyers call facially neutral. If you're getting married at venue A, B, or C, we can provide a cake for you, period. You can be of whatever religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity that the venue allows. That's up to the venues. All the bakery cares about is where the wedding is happening. That leaves the discrimination up to the religious institution, and churches are allowed to discriminate. They can refuse to host same-sex weddings, interfaith weddings, interracial weddings, whatever. And almost everyone agrees that they should be allowed to do so. Whatever else it means, the First Amendment definitely covers religious institutions' rights to decide how to practice their religion." End quote. Wow, that's a doozy of a solution. First, a few thoughts. Neither Jack Phillips, nor florist Baron L. Stutzman, nor baker Melissa Klein, nor calligrapher Joanna Duca, nor photographer Elaine Huguenin, nor bed and breakfast owner Jim Walder turned people away based on their identities. All of these defendants in unjust lawsuits brought by petulant, intolerant homosexual oppressors served homosexuals and provided products to homosexuals, an inconvenient fact that Michelson omitted. Phillips was willing to sell the homosexuals who were suing him a pre-made cake for their wedding or any other baked goods. Stutzman had sold flowers for years to the homosexual who has sued her, knowing full well his sexual orientation. For the umpteenth time, what these Christians are unwilling to do is provide a service or product for a type of event that the God they serve abhors. Marriage has a nature. It is something. Societies historically have recognized and regulated it, but they did not create it out of whole cloth. Marriage is a pre-political institution. For theologically orthodox Christians, marriage is first and foremost a picture of Christ and the church. The union of Christ the bridegroom and his bride the church is a union of two different and complementary entities. They are different in both nature and role. Pretending that the union of two people of the same sex can be a marriage is heresy. In theological terms, such a belief would necessarily mean that there is no difference in nature or role between Christ and the church. And theologically orthodox Christians throughout the history of the church and today understand that God detests homosexual activity, even as he loves those who reject him and his word. What a grievous injustice it is for the government to compel Christians to serve, participate in, or provide products for an event that celebrates a union that God detests. Christians also recognize that true marriage, that is the union of one man and one woman, also has public, secular purposes. It serves children who have an intrinsic right to know and be raised by both a mother and father, whenever possible their own biological parents. And in serving the needs and rights of children, it also serves society. Michelson offered this odd statement, and I quote, "The First Amendment definitely covers religious institutions' rights to decide how to practice their religion," end quote. Evidently, Michelson isn't woke, to the fact that the First Amendment definitely covers religious individuals' right to decide how to exercise their religion. Michelson denies that his solution of providing goods and services only for weddings held in certain churches constitutes religious discrimination. He writes, and I quote, "Since the bakery or photographer or florist is limiting their services to certain physical venues rather than discriminating against individual customers, the practice is what lawyers call facially neutral. If you're getting married at venue A, B, or C, we can provide a cake for you, period. You can be of whatever religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity that the venue allows. That's up to the venues. All the bakery cares about is where the wedding is happening." End quote. Well, none of the Christians being sued is discriminating against individuals. They're making distinctions between types of events. A union between two people of the same sex is as different from the union of two people of different sexes as a man is from a woman, which homosexuals and trans cultists tell us are very different indeed. So why is discriminating between venues facially neutral, while discriminating between types of events is unjustly discriminatory? Now for some questions that may help illuminate just how asinine Michelson's proposed solution is. 1. What if a theologically orthodox Christian couple is having their wedding in a home, on the beach, at an inn, in a hotel, or some other venue? Why should Jack Phillips be precluded from providing a wedding cake for such a wedding? 2. What if a denomination or church is in the midst of a schism, with some members upholding orthodoxy and some heresy? And what if a theologically orthodox couple in this church want a cake from Jack Phillips? Shouldn't he be free to provide a cake for a type of event that doesn't violate his religious convictions? And 3. What if the baker wants to serve any and all sexually complementary couples because of his belief that marriage, which has an ontology, a nature, is good for all humans and good for society? Shouldn't he have the right to serve all such couples regardless of their religion or absence of religion? Jack Phillips did not refuse to serve homosexuals. He served them many times. He refused to make a type of product he had never made for a type of event he had never served. He declined to make an anti-wedding cake for an anti-wedding. Marriage has a nature central to which is sexual differentiation, and without which a union is not and cannot in reality be a marriage. A same-sex union is the antithesis of a marriage. It is an anti-marriage. I'm speculating here, but I bet if a homosexual couple were to ask Phillips to make a birthday cake for the birthday of one of their mothers, he would do it. Which illustrates that not all cakes are the same. A birthday cake is not a wedding cake, even though both are made with flour, butter, and sugar. But more importantly, this illustrates that Phillips' refusal to make an anti-wedding cake does not constitute discrimination against persons based on their sexual orientation, but rather constitutes discriminating among types of events based on his religious beliefs. To paraphrase Michelson, Phillips doesn't care about the sexual orientation of his customers. All he cares about is the type of event that he's being asked to serve. I'll speculate again. I bet if a man who identifies as homosexual were to choose to marry a woman, perhaps because he wants a traditional family life, Phillips would bake a wedding cake for their reception. Conversely, if two heterosexual women were to choose to marry, perhaps for some pragmatic fiscal reasons, Phillips would likely refuse to make a wedding cake. Both hypotheticals illustrate that Phillips' refusal to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple has nothing to do with their sexual orientation. It is the type of event to which he objects.